Joining us to make sense of all these numbers is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
I guess the black box reports and reaction and first gut kick reaction was some mildly bullish numbers by what we saw because futures went higher immediately, but they backed off.
Well, they really did. When you look at May corn, it's 15 cents off of its highs. It went up to 519. And, you know, I think when you looked at how the trade was acting prior to the report, we were trading very strong numbers going into the report, came in with really strong numbers. You know, when you look at the carryout number for corn dropping 125 million, which is exactly what they raised export sales,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think that we kind of already were anticipating something bullish and more bullish than what the expectation was. And when it came in, you know, it found some buyers and then it just lost some of its momentum. You know, same thing on beans. You know, beans were up 20 in May for quite a long time. And just like that, they've been just whittling back. Now, I'm not surprised because you usually have some profit taking that comes along as we move further into the thing. And, of course, you read, you know, wheat being down. Wheat probably had the most negative report of anything because it came in at the average guesses, but it was still 25 million bushels higher than what it had been last month. So, you know, in overall, when you really dig into the report on beans, they actually raised imports by 30 million bushels. They raised the exports by 50 million bushels, lowered the crush by 5 million, and lowered seed use by 4 million. Therefore, keeping us at 135 million bushel carryout, and yet we know that 1.58 billion bushel export demand isn't even as high as what we currently are showing.
So, right, we're higher than that number. Yeah.
Right, so I think that we would expect that maybe on the next report we'll see some additional imported beans come in. On wheat, it was kind of quiet. You know, they lowered the imports by 5 million, and then they lowered feed usage by 30 million, and that's what raised the carryout by the 25 million. But overall, from a cash standpoint, corn went up about a dime to 460. Beans went up a nickel to $13 for an average cash, and wheat stayed the same here in the U.S. I think the bigger tempering to the market is probably coming out of the world numbers. When you looked at corn, because we saw Brazil's corn production go up by 2 million metric tons. We saw a higher production level on corn. We did see stronger feed numbers. We also saw stronger, what they call, other numbers. And that ultimately lowered where we were on the carryout. But unfortunately, compared to what the guesses were, it ended up being a higher number than what the guess was. On beans, production actually went down because we lost 1 million metric tons of beans out of Brazil production. And feed use went down along with other, and yet we still ended up dropping the overall by 1.2 million metric tons. The guess was just about a half million metric tons higher than where we ended up. So, you know, pretty stable situation. And on the wheat side of things, less feed use, following right along with the U.S. Numbers, and other basically just slightly less. And so that added almost 3 million metric tons the wheat carryout on the world numbers. And I think that's what's really dogging wheat at the moment. You know, and we've gotten a little bit of moisture out in the west, too, but not very much. So kind of a crazy report.
A couple of questions. First, given that we're down to 1.3 million bushels U.S. ending stocks for corn, shouldn't it help bull spreading in the days ahead for some sessions?
Well, I would certainly think so, you know, and that's exactly what we're seeing going on right now. You know, you're seeing the nearbys, they're down 3 to 3.5, but the deferreds in December are down 7. And I definitely think that we'll see bull spreading. It's the same thing in the beans. You know, we've been seeing bull spreading for a while already, and I think that's not a big surprise. I think your old crop beans could climb a lot from where they are, but new crop is going to be, you know, it's going to be tempered by what happens with the weather. I am starting to hear some people rooting around out on the land a little bit in some different places in the U.S., not to the east, too wet in the east, but a little bit to the north, and it's interesting to know that Minnesota is going to be 80 degrees today, warmer than we are near Fargo.
Can you see old crop beans going to 15 and a quarter?
Old crop beans, yeah. I can see old crop beans probably trying to go to 16, to be absolutely honest. I could see the July-November spread go to the 360 level like we did last year. We are so tight for beans. The only thing that will prevent that from happening is if we really get busy importing beans out of Brazil. You know, if we have any other issues where we have more beans that are offered to us, because we've been bringing beans into the Gulf probably for about 3 weeks already, and we've been bringing beans in on the East Coast a little longer than that. And so this isn't any big surprise when you look at the overall picture. And, you know, we've got to do something. We can't continue to – we just can't have a carryout on beans that's going to be at 100 million, you know, bushels. That's not pipeline. That's way below pipeline. And so you just don't want to make yourself look like an unreliable exporter.
In the short term, those spike highs that we made in the December today, it would have been at 517. Will that stand as the high without the support of wheat in the short term?
Well, in the short term, I'd say yes. If we had a wheat crop that was up, then I'd say, you know, we would probably try and attempt to go to that 5.25 level. But I think at this stage of the game, without wheat behind us, I don't see it happening very easily at all.
And last question, what else before we let you go? What else are you seeing?
Well, I think I mentioned it a little bit this morning about the reaction to this report. You know, we look back at 7 reports in April since 2003, where we've been trending higher on corn and beans, both going into the report. And the day after the report and beyond, we did 86% of the time we traded lower on corn, 14% of the time we traded sideways.
Okay.
So, you know, I just think people have to be very, very careful.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois.